Okay, I'm here with Paul Holbein and Brian Nelson, both with Builders and Tradesmen Insurance Services. Paul is the co-president. Brian is the regional marketing director. Guys, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So, Paul, take me from the beginning. We've done business together. We wrote a lot of insurance through Builders and Tradesmen Insurance Services, so we have kind of a special affection for you guys and all that you have to offer, and we'll go into to why we wrote business with you in a little bit, but take us back, what was it, 22 years ago, dining room table, right?
Yeah, so it's funny. It started at a dining room table in a conversation. It was, myself, my father, my sister, my brother, and a brother-in-law, and we had an idea of putting together an MGA, MGU, and doing things different than everybody else. And the idea was use technology so that we could give our agents a great experience, and then to back that up with excellent customer service. We did that in simple ways by having live voices answering our telephone, and then having a processing system that, you could quote, you could bind and do it all in a matter of minutes online. So
this is 1998. You guys are arguably probably some of the pioneers of this, right? Because, this is 2020 now. We still have a lot of wholesalers in the country that are reliant upon Accord apps and supplementals and all this different stuff. And you guys don't do, you maybe do some of that, but that's not what the business model is based around, right?
No, it's funny. Back then they didn't have the term InsurTech. And really what we were was we were InsurTech in, call it the very early 2000, by 2001, I would have really termed us, if they had the term back then, InsurTech. And now I term us as InsurTech Plus. And I say that because we've got a really good understanding of the technology side, but we also really understand the underwriting side. We understand the customer service side. And then we also understand the aspects of, working with the carrier and generating, great underwriting results and things like that. So, we have come a long way. It's funny how, our systems have changed, but the basic platform, the ideas of how we do it and what we want to provide, that has not changed. So it's been a great time for us.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of things out there, and the proudest that we're proudest about, really the delivery system and the experience. That's what I think really sets us apart.
Oh, for sure. And I can tell you as an agent that's used your system literally thousands and thousands and thousands of times that it's, when you're looking at somebody to go through to write insurance, there's a lot of factors at play, rate, speed of service, reliability, turnaround times. And there's so many companies out there that we have found to be inconsistent with those things. Try them out and gosh, they turn everything around in 5-10 minutes. The first 3 or 4 quotes you do. And then the next week, maybe it's a half hour. And then later on that week, there's something that hangs out till the next morning, doesn't get an approval. And we just never had that problem with you guys. How did you set it up on the internal side to where, you always have just consistent, consistent, consistent?
Well, kind of like that term InsurTech, I don't know that they were called SLAs back, 22 years ago, service level agreements, but I'll never forget the first time we sat down with our dad in his office and he said, "We're going to turn around our quotes in 5 minutes or less."
And, that's unheard of. That's almost unheard of now.
I know, but we looked at him like he was nuts. And then it was funny. He said, "Well, see, that's the problem is you don't believe we can do that." And then he basically, retrained us that hey, listen, if we say we're going to do it, we will find the efficiencies in the system And obviously, you know, the other thing I have to give a big shout out is to our staff, our work family, yeah. our folks at BTIS, the underwriters and the CSRs. They are the hardest working in the business. They're the ones that make it happen. And, yeah. you know, we said, look, if we provide this, the agents are going to really, really like us, and they will come. And you know, I don't, we're not quite 5 minutes today. We might be a minute or two longer here and there.
Right.
But, you know, we are very consistent. We do have SLAs that we look at today. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're here to provide that quick service. I think the early bird gets the worm on a lot of the deals, meaning if we can get back first with the yes. Yeah. And then, you know, again, and it's having that world-class experience. And, you know, price is important, but, you know, being consistent, as you said, and just and turning it and getting it back, that's really the name of the game. And that's what's let us, you know, be so successful in our 22-year run here. And, you know, we're only getting better.
Yeah.
You know, systems and the platforms. We've recently launched a new single entry multi-carrier marketplace for both contractor general liability and workers' compensation. So, you know, what our mission is to have a simple, easy, fast platform in the latest technology for all of the agents that work with us, that now they come in and enter data once and potentially get multiple quotes based wow. on that risk characteristic. So, you know, we've even revolutionized more here in the last year, which is
yeah.
super exciting for BTIS.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I know, you know, so for us, we started writing insurance. And for those of you listening that don't know our story, my wife and I started an agency, just the two of us, in 2011. We grew it to operate in 5 states. Had, you know, thousands of clients, millions of dollars on the books. We were acquired beginning of this year. So, I mean, we've literally lived the American dream, specifically the insurance American dream. BTIS was probably one of the cornerstones of everything that we did inside the insurance industry. And let me tell you from an agent side why working with you guys is so great. When a customer calls us, you know, a lot of times, and I'm sure other agents can relate to this, a lot of times a customer's called you, sometimes you're the first person they've contacted. And when that happens, that's fantastic. Sometimes they've been in contact with other agents and they call you and they go, man, I've been in touch with this other agent a week ago or 2 weeks ago and nobody's gotten back to me with quotes, or they said they'd get back to me and they never did. And I've called and left voicemails for them and they don't call me back, or whatever the case is. We've all had those clients that call us and say that. When I took their information down and I quoted it through BTIS, and I could turn around and call them with an approved, ready to bind, down payment, monthly payment, general liability limits, the whole gamut in like 15 or 20 minutes, it blew them away. And not only did they buy the policy, even if it wasn't right then, they would buy it. They sent their friends, they sent their coworkers. We specifically dealt with construction insurance. So they tell everybody on the job site what an awesome job we're doing. When in reality, you know, I mean, yeah, there's a lot that falls on the agency to be on the ball and call people back and be responsible. But I mean, there's 50% of it that I don't control. So I'm relying on my carriers and my wholesalers and my MGAs and all these guys to make us look good, because I can't call the client back and give them any kind of accurate numbers till I've gotten approval. And hands down, you guys consistently issued the fastest approvals with a great mixture of rates and coverage the whole time we were in business. I think probably that was one of the big values that made our agency grow, was working with you guys.
Well, and you know, I appreciate those kind words, Abe, and you know, we try to back up everything we do with you know, results and you know, providing that service level and stuff. But you know, now that you've sold your agency again, it's gotten even better, because
yeah.
now back to our platform, it's, you know, we have more than one carrier in there now, and you know, we bring value to an agency because they can shop that client and go back and say, look, I got four quotes back. You can choose from, you know, one or two or three or four, and I have more options for you, which makes you as the agent more valuable, and that client will have comfort to know that you did your job to, you know, consult and look for different options and then present and let the client make the decision. So, you know, we're very, very excited on where we're going and the technology and the carrier partners that we've put together. And, you know, we're becoming even better than we were, and looking to bring more value to those agents that we work with. So we're super excited and looking forward to, you know, continuing to really change the paradigm. I want to stress one other thing that,
yeah,
you know, during the what we're dealing with today during, the, you know, the pandemic and COVID,
yeah,
you know, contractors in many, many states are considered essential services.
Right.
And, you know, we're available to offer that product. And then we've gone a step further where we've basically completely digitized the whole process, meaning electronic signature. You know, you don't have to go see, you can do it all through digital communication. So now you're bringing even more value because you can get it fast. You can get it to them. They don't have to come to your office because a lot of us are working from home. And, you know, we're pleased as punch that we are, you know, moving down this continued path of enhancement to, you know, go to a completely digital experience and all that. And I want to go back just a little bit. You know, the other real reason that we've been so successful is, you know, we've got guys like Brian Nelson that have been with us for a long time. You know, Brian's efforts and contributions and his territory, which is primarily the Northwest, you know, he is a difference maker to work with the agents in that territory. He understands our products and our platforms and our processes better than anybody. And Brian did a phenomenal job of building us up in the Northwest. And we wouldn't be anything near what we are without, you know, Brian and just, you know, his great effort. So, you know, it goes a long way that the people make the difference too.
Oh, absolutely. Brian, you're on the call with us here. You've been silent so far.
I'm standing by.
you're listening. So Brian, tell me about, cause you guys have also, you know, we wrote a lot of construction with you, and is it still true, or is it true period? I guess I know from my scope, construction was all you did, cause that's all I did. But what other markets are you chasing? What other things can agents go to btisinc.com and quote and bind and just kind of breeze through the process with you guys on? What industries are you guys targeting?
Well, we got started, of course, specializing in contractors, remodelers, as you know. On the work comp side, we have a multi-carrier rater that offers quotes with, I think, up to six companies now. And there's, you know, there's more coming online on a regular basis. And
wow,
that's a wide range of classifications.
That's so huge. You want to know a secret? We hardly ever quoted people six carriers when we were running quotes with everybody. So you can do it all on btisinc.com now.
Yeah, I mean, we're always on the cutting edge of technology and constantly trying to improve in two areas. That's our platform. We're always improving it, and our customer service. And, you know, I think our customer service is probably the backbone of the business. We care about our clients and work very hard to get them fast quotes and just really make things easy. You know, for instance, we'll quote without loss run. You can quote in the marine coverage without having to enter serial numbers and what type of equipment you have. You just pop in the limits, it'll give you a rate. And then if you want to move forward, you can do it from there and get a quote back in 5 minutes. But as far as other products, we have commercial auto, we have work comp, general liability, we have bonds. Both license bonds and performance bonds. We have an umbrella excess department. You can quote those online. We're known for our builder's risk quotes as well, really fast turnaround time. So, you know, when you go to the website,
with your guys' builder's risk, what we liked about writing that product was that, you know, it's the same thing. It's the automated quoting. It's the pretty much instant price. Unless there's something weird with the quote that underwriting needs to see or that might fall outside of their appetite guides. I mean, you pretty much always get a quote right there on the website, right?
Yeah, exactly. You always at least get a price. And some of our programs allow for online binding, depending on the classification. If you do have to submit online, you know, the system has, we're using AI now to qualify these risks behind the scenes, to lower the amount of touches that our clients have to do. So it pre-qualifies the risk before it even goes to underwriting. So, you know, for instance, if you have something that doesn't fit the program, you answer a question that way, it tells you immediately, hey, this doesn't fit. You can move on. You're not waiting for an underwriter to respond. And if you do submit, typical quote turnaround times on for like a contract are 5 minutes or less.
Crazy so fast.
Really, it's that ease of use and the great customer service. If you call our 800 number, a live body answers the phone. You can ask for help in any department, accounting, whatever it might be, and we'll transfer you to someone who can help.
That's great. I mean, we that's one of the, probably the things that I like most about working with BTIS is, you know, you make a mistake on a quote, right? And you call in, and there's some underwriters that you talk to, not with you guys, but there's some underwriters just in the business that you talk to that treat you like, because you're like, hey, I made this mistake on this quote, or the client changed it, or whatever the case is. And they treat you almost like you're a scam artist. Like, really? Did that really happen? Mm-hmm. And with you guys, you call in, and you're like, hey, you know, I screwed this up. I need to fix it. And they're like, okay, let me hop back in there. All right, that's fixed. What else did you need to fix? Nothing. Okay, we reapproved it. And you got the quote approval back on there with documents ready to print and send out to the client before you even hang up the phone.
Well, yeah, you know what? Sorry, Brian. You know what, Abe? It's going to get even better. Now we have instant. There's certain classes where it's instant bind online.
That's crazy.
For not only GL, but the workers' comp as well. So, again, as we get farther into our new platform and as the technology gets better, you know, working with the carriers is getting better. A lot of them are creating APIs, which, you know, that's the new hot thing. It's basically two computers that can talk to each other, and it's going to allow us to, you know, streamline the experience even further to make it even easier and faster. Our mission is very simple. We want to be the fastest and easiest to work with out there, period. And, you know, it took us 5 years to rebuild both the GL platform and the work comp platforms, the marketplaces. We've spent a lot of money, a lot of effort, and, you know, it's going to pay off because, again, we know time is money for these agents, and we want, they're going to go to the path of least resistance. We certainly feel confident that when they call us, we're going to pick up the phone and take care of their problems. And, you know, continue to grow the business that way. We're working on a technology where we're going to be able to upload either a court apps or deck pages, and it will all automatically populate the rating platform. So we're working to take out as many, and if not all, the keystrokes for an agent. All of our platforms are device friendly, meaning they work, they're mobile, they'll work on a phone, they'll work on an iPad, they'll work on a Samsung and an Apple. They're all dynamic. So the way we've built them, depending on the device you're on, it automatically sizes and it looks right and it flows right. And, you know, we took a lot of time and consideration to come up with all that. And it's, you know, by design. It's we want to be the world-class experience out there. We want to be the fastest. We want to help these agents, especially during COVID, you know, write business in that essential business area. And, you know, all of us at BTIS and all the agent partners we work with, you know, we've done this together, and we're going to continue to move and progress and go forward. And we couldn't be more excited about where we are and what we're doing. And, you know, we're always looking for new agent partners. to come and experience us. And you know, the proof is in the pudding. Come try us. It's like life cereal. You'll like us. And, you know, everything is lining up for us. And, you know, we couldn't be more blessed. And like you, when you started your agency in 2011, I think you said, it's, you know, when you start something new, it's scary because you're not sure what's going to happen. And, you know, with dedication and hard work and drive, you know, you can make anything happen. And, you know, you have that dream. We've had that dream.
Yeah.
And we hope many of our other, you know, agent partners can have that same dream. And it's just been, you know, phenomenal. And it's, again, it's only going to get better because we are invested in this. You know, it's like we want to develop the best technology. We want to, you know, now, and, you know, with all that being said, we're not going to win on every deal. We're not going to be the low price leader. You're going to pay a little bit more with us, but you're going to get value because, you know, we do provide the service. We do have the excellent platform, and you know, that costs money.
Yeah. So, well, I think we're stepping in real quick. I found you guys to be competitive, just FYI. You know, and sure. I know you got 8 options, right? And I mean, you've got the garbage policies, right? That's what I call them. And I call them that to the client too. It's like, you know, hey, look at how many pages of exclusions do you have? And how many pages of coverage do you have? But you know, the garbage policy space is never where I've seen you guys wanting to be in. And that was the nice thing, you know, as an agent too, you have issues with claims sometimes, some only sometimes, right? You have issues with claims, but you know, there was certain companies that we wrote through that a client would call in and say, I want to throw away policy. I want a piece of paper that says that I have insurance and I don't even care what's covered and what's not covered. And you guys have, I mean, not you, but you know, maybe you guys do now, I don't know, but there's policies out there for it. But what I found through you guys is that the reason I like placing business so much through you guys is because the policy forms that they were written on, I rarely had issues with claims. People knew what they were getting. The coverage was there for the trades that they were telling us that they were engaged in. I think the only time I really had a problem was there was a person that came to us as flat concrete and specifically told us that they were doing walkways, patios, and driveways. And then they ended up doing a foundation for like a 5,000 square foot house, and the foundation busted and the concrete flowed down the hill and a bunch of people got sued and everybody was mad. And then they called and said, well, how come there's not coverage under the policy? And I said, because you told us you were doing driveways and walkways and patios. And they said, oh yeah, okay. And I never heard from them again. But you know, 9 years of doing this, and that's the only thing that I can think of that was a giant fire as far as claims went, and it was quickly put out because you guys have description of operations listed on your app. And, I mean, all these different things that are really handy to have on the agent side.
Yeah, and, you know, it's I call those policies the Swiss cheese policies. You know, they got holes all over them.
No kidding.
And you know, you kind of pay for what you get. You know, if a Swiss cheese policy is $500 and we're $700, there's probably a reason why we're $200 more.
Right.
And, you know, really, you're selling them insurance to protect their assets and their, you know, their livelihoods and their business. And they all say they don't want that. They want the cheapest. But man, when it, like your example, when it comes time, if you've got the coverage, you know, you've got them taken care of, and you know, there's peace of mind in that. So,
right.
You know, we don't offer that. I don't see us, you know, necessarily getting in that space.
Yeah.
We've always kind of had the mindset of selling more of a Cadillac model that, you know, you're going to pay a little more, but it's going to, you know, look a little nicer. It's going to ride a little nicer.
Well, and you know, another thing, in 9 years, every single person that I talked to, that was the price difference. What you just said, you know, you're looking at like, you know, yeah, I've got a quote for $500 or $600, and then your guys' price is, you know, coming in more like, you know, 700, maybe 800, probably more like 700. You're talking a couple $100 difference. So when you ask the contractor, you know, and say, hey, I can meet that price through another product if that's what you're looking for. It's a throwaway policy, Swiss cheese policy, whatever you want to call it. Or for $18 a month more, you can actually have some coverage for your business that you're trying to start and, you know, feed your family with. Like when you present that 100 times, 98 of them go, you know what, I'll pay $18 more.
Well, you know, I like to make it even better. It's like, can you give up one cup of Starbucks a week and then you can afford it? So
right.
It's, you know, it's not, it's all in how it's presented, and
for sure.
It sounds like you had the way to do it. So it's, you know, and again, we're just so happy that, you know, we've been able to do this as long as we've been doing it and the way we've been doing it. And again, we're constantly looking to improve and, you know, do the best job we can. So it's been a lot of fun, and you know, we're lucky we're in the insurance business. It's a great business, and it's allowed us to do great things for, you know, our families and for our customers. And it's awesome. I love it.
So who out there, all these agents that are listening from the Insurance Connector podcast here, who out there should go to btisinc.com?
Well, any agent that has, you know, we're a commercial line shop. We don't do any personal lines, but if you have commercial risks, whether it's a, you know, a small BOP to a, you know, a large fleet of auto, you know, we've got product all across the gamut. And, you know, if you're looking to work with somebody that picks up their phone and that has the technology to back up the, you know, the ease and the speed and the simplicity, you know, they should come and check us out and, you know, try us once. And I think you'll find they'll like us. And if they don't, pick up the phone and ask for myself, Paul, or my brother, Hank, and we'll be happy to find out what they didn't like and make, you know, we'll do everything we can to fix it. You know, we work with agents that have one person to agents that have, you know, 50 people. You know, we service micro business. We call it micro. It's, you know, it's small business. Our average policy size through our whole organization is $1,400. So, you know, we're very transactional, and, you know, we write a lot of it. You know, on a given day, we can bind up to 1,000 policies in a day between all the lines that we write. And,
that's awesome.
You know, I think we do a great job at it. So, you know, and the beauty is, Abe, that agent may have one piece of business to send us, or they could have 1,000 pieces, and we're happy to take the one, or we're happy to help with the 1,000 pieces. Either way, we are, you know, we don't have commitments. You don't have to commit volume. I mean, you can have one or 1,000. We're happy to work with you. We've got an inside sales team that will educate you on product. They'll get you in our webinars. They'll walk you through our rating platforms. You know, we are nothing more. We're here to help and educate and help write deals. And we don't care how small the deal is. We'll help no matter what.
That's awesome. States, you guys write in all 50 states?
Yeah, we write in all 50, but I mean, I'm going to call it the lower 48. You
okay.
know, we don't do much in Alaska, and we don't do much in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. Well, perfect. Yeah, I mean, that's like most of us.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on today and for talking with us and sharing your guys' awesome company and your products and your markets and all that stuff. Everybody out there should go to btisinc.com. Check them out. Throw them a deal. See what happens. From my personal experience, you'll be pleased. I promise. So, again, btisinc.com. And thank you so much for listening to the Insurance Connector podcast.